我们仍然打开约翰福音。我们看第一章。
Let's read from chapter one.
我们再看第六节到第八节。
We'll read from verse six to verse eight.
第六节，有一个人是从神那里差来的，名叫约翰。
There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John.
这人来为要做见证，就是为光做见证，叫众人因他可以信。
He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe.
他不是那光，乃是要为光做见证。
He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light.
在这里有一个人名叫约翰。
So there's a man here called John.
这不是写约翰福音的约翰。
This is not the John who wrote this book, Gospel of John.
这乃是主耶稣的表哥，早耶稣出生六个月。
He's really the cousin of Jesus. He was born 6 months ahead of Jesus.
这一个人乃是神所差来的。
And he was sent by God.
我们若是读了路加福音第一章的时候，就知道他的背景。
If we read from the Gospel of Luke, then we know his background.
神特别使用这位施洗约翰。
God used this man, John the Baptist,
来做耶稣的开路先锋。
To be opening, preparing the way for Lord Jesus.
也是为主耶稣做见证。
He also testified for Jesus.
所以在这里有好几个见证，见证，见证。
So he has mentioned there's a lot of times on the word testimony, testimony, testimony.
见证乃是要按照事实把它见证出来。
A testimony is according to a fact.
见证必须自己很清楚的经历。
And then this person must experience it personally.
并且这个见证是真的。
And then this testimony must be real.
使徒约翰写约翰福音的时候，就是一个为主耶稣做见证。
When the Apostle John wrote this book, he's also testifying for Jesus.
所以他一共用了见证的字有四十七次。
So this word testimony was recorded 47 times in this book.
所以我们刚刚读这几节圣经的时候，知道这个约翰乃是为光做见证。
So as we read that, we know that this John was testifying for the light.
这一个光就是真光。
And this light is the true light.
这个光就是我们所相信的主耶稣基督。
And this light is the Lord Jesus that we believe in.
我们现在再看15节到16节。
Now let's read from verse 15 and 16.
约翰为他做见证，含着说，这就是我曾说，那在我以后来的，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前。
John testifies concerning him. He cries out saying,This was he whom I said, he who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.
施洗约翰非常的清楚他自己本身的职分。
John the Baptist knew his function.
他就是一个做见证的人。
He's the one who testified.
他就是一个旷野的呼声。
He's a voice calling out from the desert.
他要介绍有一位从比他以后来的。
He wants to introduce to them the one who come after him.
他说这位以后来的是在他以前。
He said the one who comes after him is really before him.
他本来就是在他以前。
Originally he was before him.
这个本来在他以前，按照哪一个意思真意来解释的时候，乃是说他从很古以前就有了。
The explanation for this that he was before him from the original text that he was before him in eternity.
所以施洗约翰为着这位 从古就有的，从根骨就有的，是永远永远就有的，绝位的主耶稣基督。
So John the Baptist was really testifying for the one who was before him from eternity.
他在十六节又继续就说，从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
Then he continued to say in verse 16, from the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another.
使徒约翰为他做见证的时候，和他的门徒们一起的来领受，来激励九位的主耶稣。
As John the Baptist was testifying for him, he and his disciples was also received a blessing from him.
他就发现了九位他所接受的耶稣乃是给他丰富的恩典。
And he realized that this Jesus was the one who gave him the full of grace.
所以他就用一句话说，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
So he used this sentence that we have all received from him, not only that, we have blessing after another.
这是使徒约翰把约翰使徒约翰的见证很简单的就用这几节来总结起来。
Apostle John summarized the testimony of John the Baptist in these few sentences.
也可以说是整个施洗约翰见证的那个引言。
It's also the testimony as an introduction about from John the Baptist.
我在七月份的时候就讲了一次施洗约翰的见证。
In August, I have one message concerning the testimony of John the Baptist.
但是我希望神若是许可，我继续的有几次要注重到施洗约翰的见证。
If Lord, the Lord is willing, I want to concentrate on this message, have several message on the testimony of John the Baptist.
因为施洗约翰做见证乃是为光做见证。
Because his testimony is for the sake of the light.
他的见证是真的。
His testimony is true.
他这个见证乃是他所经历的。
And this testimony he had personally experienced.
这个见证乃是他从圣灵所得的启示。
And also a revelation from the Holy Spirit.
我们也要从施洗约翰的见证的里面，让我们认识我们所相信的九位的主耶稣基督。
And through this testimony, so that we can know this Lord Jesus Christ also.
当我们听见了九位主耶稣基督。
When we heard about this Lord Jesus,
我们也要领受这位的主耶稣基督住在我们的心中。
We need to receive this Lord Jesus Christ into our heart also.
我们不单是要领受主耶稣基督住在我们的心中。
Not only we have to receive this Lord Jesus into our heart,
我们乃是要天天的借着圣经，借着祷告来认识这位主耶稣基督。
We also need to know this Lord Jesus Christ through the Bible and through the prayer daily.
等到我们认识的时候，我们也需要把这位我们所相信的主耶稣基督也见证出去。
After we know this Lord Jesus, we also need to witness for this Lord Jesus.
这就是我们所谓我们要把福音传给人。
This is what we say, that we need to share the gospel to others.
我们传福音不是单单在乎言语。
When we preach the gospel, not only by our words.
我们传福音不是说要用我们的理论来说服人。
Not to use our theology to persuade other people.
我们传福音乃是一个见证，一个真实的事情。
When we share the gospel, it's a true testimony.
若是有人愿意来领受这个见证的时候，他也同样的给你我一样的得着主耶稣基督的恩典和主耶稣的生命。
If one is willing to receive this testimony, he will also receive the grace and the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我就想到是非常的宝贵的，要看施洗约翰的见证。
That's why I think it's so precious to look at the testimony of John the Baptist.
也把施洗约翰的见证成了我们的模范。
And that John the Baptist can become our role model.
那到底施洗约翰做了什么见证呢？
So what did what kind of testimony did John the Baptist
give? 他怎么见证这位我们所相信的主耶稣？
How did he testify the Lord Jesus that we both believe in?
到底他是谁？
Who is this?
第一个，我们稍微提过了，他见证说这位的耶稣乃是基督。
And the first point we have already mentioned that this Lord Jesus, he is Christ.
第二个，他证明说这位的耶稣是神的羔羊。
And secondly, he testified that this Lord Jesus is the Lamb of God.
第三个，他见证这位的耶稣乃是神的儿子。
And thirdly, he testified that this Lord Jesus is the Son of God.
第四个，这位的耶稣乃是永世的新郎。
And fourthly, this Lord Jesus is the bridegroom in eternity.
我原来就想到用一次把这整个的包括起来。
Originally, I thought maybe I'll just share about this in one setting.
我在主面前寻求的时候，预备的时候。
As I search before God and preparing.
就叫我想到约翰，施洗约翰说他是神的儿子。
That I...meditate on that John the Baptist said that he is the Son of God.
他说他证明耶稣是神的儿子。
He testified that Jesus is Son of God.
哎呀，我越读越觉得宝贵。
When I read it more, I felt that so much more precious.
所以不但是今天说到耶稣是神的儿子。
Not only today we're going to talk about that Jesus is the Son of God.
若是有机会，下一次我们还是一同的思想施洗约翰所证明的耶稣是神的儿子。
If the opportunity comes, I also want to talk about in later time that Jesus is the Son of God.
我想若是你们愿意预先的知道的时候，
If you want to know ahead of time,
有一本的小册子，
There's a little booklet.
那就写就说耶稣是神的儿子。
The title is that Jesus is the Son of God.
是一个张幼南博士写的。
That's a Dr. Zhang wrote.
这一个人是非常有学问。
And he's very knowledgeable.
他原来是一个佛教徒。
Originally he's a Buddhist.
但是他接受主耶稣以后，他完全的改变。
But after he received Christ, he totally changed.
他就写了很好的三本的这个传福音的书籍。
And he wrote three very, very good books in evangelism.
第一个就是说，到底有没有神？
And the first one he wrote is there really a God?
第二本书就是说耶稣是神的儿子。
And the second book is that Jesus is the Son of God.
第三本书就是说圣经是神所启示的。
And the third book is the Bible is the revealed word of God.
我想我不是按照那个书里面讲的。
I'm not going to speak according to those books.
但是你们可以去看。
But then you can go read those books.
希望你们能够可以得着了帮助。
So that you can be helped by those.
真正有时候我们有许多的怀疑。
Many times we have doubts within us.
但是有时候这个解答不仅能够来解决你们的问题。
But some of the answer may not answer your own problem.
但是但愿你们有一个谦卑的心寻求的时候。
But may you have a humble heart to seek.
你可以了解到这个宇宙当中有一位创造的主。
That you will understand there's a God of creation in this world.
第二个，真的我们好好的谦卑的读圣经，新约圣经的时候，我们就了解说，这位的耶稣真是神的儿子。
And as we read the Bible, we will understand that this Jesus is really the Son of God.
他乃是神。
He is God.
他是真神。
He is the true God.
他也是真人。
He is also true man.
他不单是赦免我们的罪。
Not only he has forgiven our sins.
他也是带领我们人生的道路。
And he also guides us in our path.
他也是给我们将来的盼望。
And he also gives us the hope for the future.
但愿我们都能够得到这样的宝贵的恩典。
May we all receive this precious grace.
我们继续下去。这一个施洗约翰人对他有一点点的好像惊奇。
And this John the Baptist, people are kind of amazed from him.
他的生活是非常的简单。
He has a very simple life.
他是住在旷野。
He lived in the desert.
他清酒、浓酒都不喝。
He doesn't drink any wine.
他身穿骆驼毛的衣服。
He will wear the camel skin.
腰束皮带。
And then with some belt.
他到处在那个呼喊人说，天国近了，你们应当要悔改。
And then he was just calling in the desert that the heaven is near, you have to repent.
当时犹太国可以说受了罗马的统治。
At that time, the Jews were under the rule of Romans.
他们在政治上没有自由。
They had no freedom in politics.
但是他们宗教，他们犹太教，他们也腐败了。
And the religion has been corrupted at that time.
这个时候人心惶惶。
And people are lost.
不知道到底人生的道路是在哪里。
They don't know where is the way of life.
所以起来解为解一个非常的平民化的施洗约翰。
Then this man came up, that John the Baptist.
他就大声的疾呼说，你们要悔改。
And he called out loudly, you are to repent.
你们是要回到你们所相信的耶和华真神的面前。
So you are to turn back to the God that you believe, the Jehovah God.
他并没有一个轰轰烈烈的用许许多多好听的话。
He did not use a lot of fancy words.
他也没有行很多的奇迹。
He did not perform a lot of miracles.
但是很多的人愿意来到施洗约翰的面前悔改认罪。
But many people are willing to come and repent.
所以很多的人跟随他。
So a lot of people follow him.
这个时候犹太教的许多的祭司长、长老和法利赛虔诚的犹太教徒。
And there's a lot of devoted Jews, the Pharisees and the elders.
他们就奇怪说，这一个人是不是在旧约里面所预言的哪一位的救星，哪一位的他们所渴慕的王，哪一位的受膏者。
They were wondering if this John the Baptist was the one that was prophesied in the Old Testament, that Savior, that the anointed one.
所以我们在看下去的时候，在约翰福音第一章十九节，刚刚我们读过的。
So we continue to read, we'll see earlier we had read from verse 19.
他说约翰所做的见证记在下面，犹太人从耶路撒冷才祭司和利未人到约翰那里问他说，你是谁？
Now this was John's testimony when the Jews of Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was.
二十节，他就明说并不隐瞒，明说我不是基督。
In verse 20 he said, he did not fail to confess, but confess freely, I am not the Christ.
他们又问他说，既然你是谁呢？是以利亚吗？他说我不是。是那先知吗？他回答说不是。
They asked him, then who are you? Are you Elijah? He said, I am not. Are you the prophet? He answered, no.
于是他们说，你到底是谁？叫我们好回复差我们来的人，你自己说你是谁。
Finally they said, who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?
23节，他说我就是那在旷野有人声喊着说，修之主的道，正如先知以赛亚所说的。
John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, I am the voice of the one calling in the desert, make straight the way for the Lord.
24节，那些人是法利赛人差来的。
Verse 24, now Pharisee who had been sent,
他们就问他说，你既不是基督，不是以利亚，也不是那先知，为什么施洗呢？
Then they questioned him, why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?
他们问施洗约翰。
They asked John the Baptist.
他们希望施洗约翰能够回答说，我就是那所要来的王。
They wanted John to answer, I am the one, the king who's going to come.
那他们就可以拥护他做王。
Then they can promote him as king.
很可惜的，施洗约翰非常的诚实。
Regretfully that John the Baptist is very honest.
他说我不是。
to say I'm not the one.
所以他们就想到有其他的可能。
So they thought about other alternatives.
是不是伟大的先知？
Is that the prophet who is to come?
是以利亚？
Elijah?
或者是摩西所预言的哪一位的大先知？
Or maybe it's the prophet that Moses had prophesied.
但是施洗约翰还是说我不是。
But John the Baptist still said, I'm not the one.
并且施洗约翰非常的确定告诉他的职位。
And then John the Baptist told clearly what is his function.
他说我就是一个呼声。
And said, I'm only the voice.
我不是哪一个话语。
And I'm not the word.
哪一个真实还没有来。
The true one has not come yet.
我就是在这一个地方呼声来见证职位的话语。
And I'm just calling out to testify for the word.
所以他们就问施洗约翰说，你为什么要给人施洗呢？
Then they asked him, then why do you baptize other people?
这个时候很多的人都来到约翰的面前，到约旦河边受约翰的洗。
At this time, a lot of people come to the River Jordan to be baptized by John the Baptist.
既然你不是基督，你也不是先知。 那为什么你要给人施洗呢？
And they say, if you're not the prophet, if you're not Christ, then why do you baptize people?
好像这个施洗是在当时是一个非常重要的事情。
Seems like that baptism is a very important thing at the time.
但是施洗约翰就回答他们。
And John the Baptist answered them.
在26节。
In verse 26.
约翰回答说，我是用水施洗。 但有一位站在你们中间的，是你们不认识的。
I baptize with water, John replied, but among you stand one you do not know.
就是那在我以后来的，我给他解鞋带也不配。
He is the one who comes after me, the thorns of whose sandal I'm not worthy to untie.
这是在约旦河外伯大尼约翰施洗的地方做的见证。
This all happened at Bethany on the other side of Jordan where John was baptized. And this is the initial testimony of John the Baptist.
为什么你要施洗呢?
Why do you baptize?
施洗约翰说,现在站在你们中间有一位。
And John the Baptist said, among you stand one.
你们反而不认识他。
But you don't know him.
他是最重要的。
He's the most important one.
他是我所要见证的人。
And he's the one I'm to testify.
哪一位是在我以后来的。
And he comes after me.
我就是给他解鞋带，做奴隶，做奴仆，也是不配。
I'm unworthy to untie his sandals or to be his slave.
我为什么施洗呢?
Why do I baptize?
我为诸人施洗。
I baptize all these people.
现在来了一位那个至尊的神的儿子。
Now came the one who is the true Son of God.
他站在你们中间,
He's standing among you.
你们不知道他,
and you don't know
你们不认识他,
him. And you don't recognize him.
这个施洗乃是要达到让众人都可以知道说哪一位是耶稣,是神的儿子,是神的羔羊。
And the baptism is for you so that you will understand He is the Son of God, He is the Lamb of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们听得清楚吗？
Brother and sister, can you understand?
施洗约翰为许多人施洗，乃是主要的，乃是要显明这位神的羔羊，神的儿子。
John the Baptist had the baptism is to reveal that Jesus is the Son of God, He's the Lamb of God.
我或许暂且停在这一个地方。
Maybe I'll pause here now.
我们有时候就想到我信了耶稣就得救了。
And sometimes we think that after I believe in Jesus, I will be saved.
圣经不是应许我们的信了神的儿子就有永生。
Then the Bible said if we have believed in the Son of God, then we have eternal life.
为什么还要一个受洗?
Then why do we still need the baptism?
真的在我自己的经历的里面。
In my experience,
每一次的受洗不是要显明哪一个受洗人的荣耀。
It's not to reveal the glory of the one who's being baptized.
也不是要显明教会的那个人数的增多的荣耀。
And not for the glory of the church with the increasing number of people.
真的每一次受洗的时候，我们的主也在当中。
That every time we are baptized, our Lord Jesus will be among us.
圣灵要运行在我们的中间。
The Holy Spirit will work among us.
真正来一个诚心愿意悔改，接受主耶稣做我们的救主，也愿意受洗归给主耶稣基督的时候，乃是要显明神的荣耀。
And for those who truly want to be baptized and to follow Him, is to reveal the glory of God.
乃是要显明神儿子的荣耀。
To reveal the glory of the Son of God.
整个哪一个时代，施洗约翰这样的轰轰烈烈的时候，只为一个人。
And that generation is such a big thing for John the Baptist doing the baptism. It's
这一个人乃是道成了肉身的耶稣。
And this person is the one who became flesh.
现在我们再看下去。
Let's continue to read here.
我希望更多的了解。
So we can understand more.
他说又四十，对不起，三十，二十九节，是不是？
对。
次日约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
Verse 29, the next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
这是第二天。
This is on the second day.
前一天主耶稣已经站在他们的当中。
The previous day, Jesus had stood among them.
但是他们不认识他。
But they did not know him.
但是这是第二天。
But now it's the second day.
约翰又看见耶稣来到他那里。
Jesus saw, John saw Jesus come among them.
所以就很欢喜高兴的执着说，看啊，神的羔羊来了。
And so he gladly said that, look, the Lamb of God had came.
他要除去世人罪孽的。
He will take away the sin of the world.
七月份我稍微讲到神羔羊的意义。
In July, I have talked a little bit about the meaning of the Lamb of God.
但是我稍微再提一下。
But I want to remind you.
我想施洗约翰所传的是悔改的福音。
John the Baptist was preaching a repentance.
我们常常要悔改。
We always need to repent.
但是悔改以后，若是没有得着了赦罪的权柄，怎么办呢？
But even though we repent, but with there's, if there's no forgiveness of sin,
但是我们的悔改就变成非常的消极。
Then it will be become very, very passive.
我们的悔改就没有办法能够站起来。
And after we repent, we cannot stand back up.
我们越悔改就越忧伤。
The more repentance we have, the more sorrowful we will be.
我想这是当时施洗约翰所遇见的情况。
And I think that was the situation of that generation.
人愿意悔改。
People want to repent.
但是没有得着了一个赦罪的权柄。
But then they don't have a source to have forgiveness of sin.
是当主耶稣来到他们当中的时候，他非常的欢喜。
So when Lord Jesus came among them,
He was
very, very happy.
哦，赦罪的根源已经来到了。
So the source of forgiveness had come.
这位乃是神的羔羊。
And this is the Lamb of God.
他乃是要除去人的罪。
He comes so that the sin of the world can be taken away.
他也是要背负人的罪。
He will take the burden of the sin of the world.
这一个无罪的耶稣。
This Jesus who has no sin.
这一个亲爱的耶稣。
This dear Jesus.
这一个常常的传福音的耶稣。
This Jesus who always shared the gospel.
他现在来到他的当中。
Now he come among them.
他知道他要付上代价。
He know that he will pay the price.
他要被钉在十字架上。
He will be nailed on the cross.
他要无罪要成了有罪的样式。
The one without sin will take up the sins of the world.
他要背负历代世界上人类的一切的罪恶。
He'll carry the sins from all the world in all generations.
他要背负一切人间所受的咒诅。
And he will take the curse that was cursed on this world.
凡人愿意来到他的面前。
For those who are willing to come to him.
他的罪可以得着了赦免。
His sins will be forgiven.
并且他能够除去了罪。
And he can put away the sin.
在约翰一书第三章的里面告诉我们说， 他不但要除去把这个罪带到远处去。
In 1 John 3, not only that he would take away the sin, it said that he will take it far, far away.
并且他要毁灭、消灭撒旦的作为。
And he will destroy the work of Satan.
我们的主耶稣不但是慈爱的耶稣。
Our Lord Jesus, not only that he's very gracious and kind.
我们若是我们愿意回到他的面前。
If we are willing to come back to him.
他乐意赦免我们的罪。
He's willing to forgive our sin.
希伯来书的作者在第九章的里面特别说到，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
In Hebrews 9, the author said, if there's no blood, there will be no forgiveness of sin.
一切的旧约的许多的仪式、献祭，都是预表说，只为神的羔羊。他要背负世人罪孽。
All this tradition in the Old Testament for the Jewish custom is to prophesy about Lord Jesus shedding the blood.
所以他下面就说到三十节，这就是我前说，有一位在我以后来的，反成了在我以前的。
Just like,
因他本来在我以前。
It's like verse 30, it said, this is the one I meant when I said, a man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.
31节说，我先前不认识他，如今他来，愿随施洗，勿要叫他显明给以色列人。
In verse 31, I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel.
Yes.虽然时间很紧逼，我还是愿意解释一下。在这里，在二十六节说到，有一位站在你们中间，你们不认识。
Even time is limited, I want to explain clearly that in verse 36 it said, "There is a one among you that you do not know."
在三十一节，施洗约翰自己说，我先前不认识他。
But in verse 31, John the Baptist, he himself said, I myself did not know him.
这一个两个认识虽然是一个字。
This, the word know on both places is the same word.
但是还是有不同的意义。
But they have different meanings.
在二十六节所说的他们不认识，乃是他们硬心不认识。
In verse 26, when it said that you do not know, it's like your heart, their heart was hardened.
他们过去不认识，现在也不认识，也不承认，将来也不承认。
They did not know him before. In the current time, they still don't know him. In the future, they still would not want to know him.
但是这位的施洗约翰，他要求证据。
But this John the Baptist, he's looking for the evidence.
他开始，他还没有一个很确实的证据。
Initially, he does not have a very accurate evidence.
他虽然已经灵里面知道。
In the spirit, he knows.
但是在外面，事实上，他如何的证明出来？
But on the outside, how can he testify this?
所以说，先前不认识他。
So he said, I myself did not know him.
他说，如今我来用水施洗，为要叫他显明给以色列人。
Then he said, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel.
法利赛人这许多祭司长问耶稣说，你既不是基督，不是先知，为什么施洗你？
The Pharisee asked him, you're not Christ, you're not the prophet, why are you baptizing?
施洗约翰说，我施洗乃是要为着绝位的耶稣，神的儿子，要显明给众人看。
And now John the Baptist said, I'm baptizing so that this Christ will be revealed to all of you.
但是刚刚讲的有点错。
But earlier I had made a mistake.
不是显明给众人看。
Not revealed to all people.
乃是显明给谁看？给以色列人看。
But to reveal to who? To Israel.
但是不是整个以色列人。
Not the whole Israel.
当时施洗约翰为主耶稣受洗的时候，
When John the Baptist baptized Jesus,
马太福音第三章记载这件事情。
In Matthew chapter 3, it was recorded.
马可福音第一章记载这件事情。
Also in the book of Mark chapter 1.
路加福音第三章也记载这个事情。
And also in chapter 3 of Luke.
三本的圣经都说天裂开。
In all three books, it said the heaven opened up.
圣灵好像鸽子向下落在耶稣的身上。
And the Spirit came down to Jesus like a dove.
三个地方的圣经都说到哪一个父所有的见证。
And all three books recorded that there was a testimony from our God the Father.
不过马太福音讲的有不一样。
But Matthew have a little difference there.
马太就说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
And Matthew said, "This is my beloved son, you are to at whom I'm well pleased, and you are to listen to him."
但是马可跟路加不是说这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
But in Mark and Luke, it did not say exactly like that. That this is my beloved son, whom I well pleased.
马太是特别是为着施洗约翰和当时。坐在哪一个地方的人，站在哪一个地方的人，还有施洗约翰的门徒做见证。
And Matthew was testifying for those people, the disciples and all those around them to make a testimony for them.
但是马可跟路加乃是说，你是我的儿子，我喜悦你。
In the book of Mark and Luke, it said, "You are my beloved son, and I am pleased with you."
所以施洗约翰就把他总结起来。
So John the Baptist concluded that.
当使徒约翰写施洗约翰见证的时候，
When Apostle John, when he wrote about this testimony,
就把整个说出来。
So he will lay out the whole thing.
他说，如今我来愿随施洗，我要叫他显明给以色列人。
And John the Baptist said, the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to the Israel.
施洗约翰也这样的做见证，三十二节说，约翰又做见证说，我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天落降下，住在他身上，他的身上。
So John the Baptist also gave the testimony in verse 32, said, Then John gave the testimony, I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him.
他又说，我先前不认识他。
Then he continued to say, I would not have known him earlier.
只是那差我来愿随施洗的对我说，你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上，谁就是愿圣灵施洗。
And then he said, except that the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, the man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.
我看见了就证明他是神的儿子。
said, I have seen and I testify that this is the Son of God.
或者说我看见了就证明这是神的儿子。
Saying that as I have seen it and I testify, this is the Son of God.
这是施洗约翰的见证。
This is the testimony of John the Baptist.
特别我们读约翰福音的时候，这一个原来是施洗约翰的门徒。
And especially in the Gospel of John, that there is this disciple who was originally a disciple of John the Baptist.
他整本的约翰福音主要的目的也是告诉我们说，这位耶稣乃是基督，乃是神的儿子。
And this whole book of the Gospel of John is to prove that this Jesus is Christ and he is the Son of God.
我们信了他就有永生。
If we believe in him, we have eternal life.
以后在约翰书信的里面，他写书信的时候，在第五章的里面仍然的苦口婆心说，有了神的儿子就有了生命。
And later on when he wrote the other epistle of John, then in chapter 5 he said, those who have the Son of God will have life.
没有神的儿子就没有生命。
Those who do not have the Son of God do not have life.
我们多少次听了神儿子的见证。
So many times we have heard about the testimony of the Son of God.
我们是不是开我们的心门，把这位神的儿子接受在我们的心中？
Is that we can open up our heart to receive this Son of God into our heart to become our Savior?
让他成了我们的生命。
Let him become our life.
让他成了我们的救主。
Let him be our Savior.
也让他成了我们的基督。
Let him be our Christ.
我想我们这样的人生是一个丰满的人生。
If that's the case, then we have an abundant life.
我们的人生还是真正可以得着了安息。
And that life, then with that life, we will have rest.
今天这世界是一个复杂的世界。
This generation is a very complicated generation.
也可以说是一个科技发达到顶端的时候。
The technology had come to become the best.
我们以前就想到，若是人的生活解决，世界就太平。
Before we think if we can solve our living our life, then all the problems will be gone.
我们就想到，人若是有饭吃，他就可以安安静静的在哪一个地方。
We think that if we have food to eat, then we can just quietly sit there.
我从我的老校长的话常常记在我的心中。
From the principal of my school, and he has something that I always remember.
当1978年我回到福州。
In 1978, I went back to 福州。
他就给我说，国光啊，你知道。
And he said, Frank, do you know?
人不是单单吃饭的动物。
We are not just a human being that will eat only.
人里面还有一个需要。
And there's one more need in our lives.
这个需要乃是需要神来解决我们的问题。
And this need is that God needs to solve our problems.
我们感谢我们的天父。
We thank our Heavenly Father.
他不吝惜把他的儿子独生的爱子降世为人赐给了我们。
He gave us his only son to in this world.
他给我们一个很简单的条件。
He gave us just very simple condition.
只要我们相信他，就可以得着了永远的生命。
If only we will believe in him, then we will have this eternal life.
我们说我相信不来。
You may say I cannot believe this.
我多年都是受了唯物主义、无神论的教育。
And so many years I was under the education of atheism and materialism.
但是他的标准不是说我信得来、信不来。
The standard is not you can believe or not believe.
他的标准就是说，我里面有这样的需要，我愿意开我的心门，说主啊，请你进来，我们就得着。
The standard is only if you have a need and you are willing to open the door of your heart, and he will come in and become your savior.
我们就可以经历了绝位神儿子的救恩。
Then we can experience the grace and the salvation of this.
我们不但有神儿子的生命在我们的里面，
Not only we will have the life of the Son of God in us，
我们也有神儿子的自由在我们里面，
We will also have the freedom of the Son of God in us，
我们也有神儿子的那个爱在我们里面，
We can also have the love of the Son of God within us，
我们也有神儿子的丰富在我们的里面，
And also his abundance of the Son of God can be in us，
让我们都愿意来到耶稣的面前。
May we all come before Jesus.
我们说主耶稣啊，我来。
And we can say, Lord Jesus, I come.
我愿意你做我的救主。
I want you to be my Savior.
我们看到世界，谁能够解决这许许多多的问题？
Who in this world can solve the problems in the world?
实实在在，只有神的儿子。
Truly, the Son of God can do that.
我们前礼拜二所发生的事情，
What had happened on Tuesday?
给我们一点点的警觉，
To give us some warning.
世界上一切都要过去。
The things of this world will pass away.
唯独神的儿子永远的长存。
But the Son of God will live eternally.
这是希伯来书第一章里面告诉我们的信息。
This is a message that was given to us in Hebrews chapter 1.
让我们抓住他。
Let's hold on to that.
让我们依靠他。
Let's depend on him.
他会引导你我的道路。
He will lead your path and my path.
我想我们借助这样的有一段的时间。
And we'll have just a time here.
我们有几分钟，我们有几个年轻人为我们一点音乐。
In just a few minutes, we will have some music by the young people.
我们已经在礼拜二、礼拜三、礼拜五，我们都是有不断的祷告。
On Tuesday, on Wednesday, and Friday, we have a lot of prayers together.
我想今天在这崇拜的时候，我们也需要更多的祷告在主的面前。
And today in this worship, we need more prayer before God.
或许我们是安安静静的祷告。
Maybe we can just pray silently.
或许你们有感动触身的祷告。
Or if you move, then you can just pray out loudly.
我们同心合意的在主的面前。
Let's be united here before God.
求主转回我们的心意。
Let God turn our heart around.
能够向着我们的主耶稣基督。
So that we can face our Lord Jesus.
只有他是我们的救主。
Only He is our Savior.
只有他是永远永远的王。
Only He is the King forever.
让我们一起低头。
Let's bow our heads.